Dr. Larry Kaskel. You should listen to him if you know what's good for you. Of course, you should listen to him even if you don't know what's good for you. Here's the healthy skeptic, Dr. Larry Kaskel, MD.
According to the breasthealthandhealing.org website, as of yesterday, there have been 33,096 deaths caused by breast cancer. Companies have jumped on board the pink train, promising either all or a percentage of their proceeds that'll go towards a cure for this deadly disease. However, my next guest, Dr. Kathleen Ruddy, has partnered up with several foundations and companies asking the question, where does our money really go? And do we want to save women's lives or just keep supporting the economy? Dr. Ruddy, welcome to the show. And I'd like to ask this first question. If we put the money that we're going to throw at Ebola towards breast cancer, which obviously kills many more people, would we be closer to a cure?
Well, I think Ebola in the minds of most people is a more imminent threat. But if we look at 12-month interval of this particular Ebola outbreak, the WHO is suggesting that we may have as many as 1.4 million Ebola cases, and about a 50%, a little bit over, maybe higher, depending on where you live, mortality rate. If we compare that to 12 months of breast cancer, we've got 1.7 million new cases of breast cancer in the world, and the overall mortality rate from breast cancer around the world is around 50%. So Ebola is ripping through the world population very quickly, and so it looked like an immediate threat. But in fact, breast cancer has been the same sort of threat for many, many years. And so I wouldn't suggest that we take any money from Ebola. As a matter of fact, I think we need to spend a whole lot more money on Ebola and more serious money. But I think what we need to do is to look and see how much money are we spending on breast cancer. And if, in fact, we could prevent 30 to 40% of it, then I say that's how much of the pie should go towards prevention. If you can prevent 30% of breast cancer, spend 30% of the money that you have trying to do so.
So let's talk about the pie. How big is the pie? How much money goes to breast cancer research? And what percentage or how big a slice of that pie is actually going towards where you think it should go?
Well, I tried one day with a large cup of coffee and you know, a full battery computer to figure out how much money is being spent on breast cancer research. And I had to spend a lot of time at the National Cancer Institute and then at the American Cancer Society, state by state, going through all the Komen grants, knowing that there were a lot of peripheral foundations that were also doing this work. And what I was able to do was to just calculate what I could find and then see what was being funded under the heading primary prevention of breast cancer or understanding the causes. And what I discovered is that less than 1% was spent on finding the cause of breast cancer. Less than 1% was working towards primary prevention of the disease. Overall, again, back of the envelope with a big, you know, number one pencil, the amount of money that appears to be spent in the United States on everything related to breast cancer, research, diagnosis, marketing, treatment, blah, 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 we're talking billions of dollars, probably around $50 billion, and that's a big rounding error. But if we look to see how much money is in circulation under the name of breast cancer, then I think we get a better perspective of how little money is given towards understanding the cause, researching this issue about the virus, and providing funding for research into preventive vaccines such as the one that Dr. Tuohy has developed.
So I know you've created a movie, a documentary, and that movie is called The Pink Virus, A Pox on Us. Tell me why you created it and what you hope it will do.
Well, the movie is not yet created. What we did was we scraped together our little bits of money, and we started filming. We interviewed Dr. Tuohy and patients and myself And we put together enough of a film library to be able to say, we've got a good start here, and this is what we're doing, and this is what we've been able to create thus far. Now the question is, how can we get the additional funds that we need, $150,000, to actually make the movie, continue with the filming, get more of the researchers involved in the filming, get more patients involved, and then get it filmed and edited and into the movie theaters and distributed around the world. As I said, the strategy is to get the movie made, let the general public know what's going on, raise awareness, and then use a portion of the proceeds from the sale and distribution of the movie to directly fund the research, as well as to expect that other women and activists will begin to demand that more of the money that is presently in circulation and designated for breast cancer research will be shunted over to the primary prevention of this disease.
It sounds like a pretty easy business model. You could find one person out there who could write a check for $150,000 to you, and you could finish your film, get the film out, and raise awareness. I think hopefully there is someone listening to this show who is feeling quite philanthropic and generous and will cut you a check. Where should they send the check?
Well, if you go to Indiegogo.com, there are a number of ways you can donate in various increments. But if someone's got a fat checkbook and a big heart, they can write a check to the Breast Health and Healing Foundation. It's a 501c3, and they can write there, you know, what the money is to be used for to make the film, and that's where it will go.
So the film is kind of done. I mean, you've done some filming, but you still
We've
need to do some more.
We've done quite a bit of filming, but
like,
you know, if you want to make a proper film, if you want to make a film worthy of the Sundance Film Festival, you need, you know, some sharp pencils in the box. And so we need more footage. We want to get more voices heard, obviously, and voices from around the world. I mean, I would love to be able to, you know, go to Germany and interview Dr. Zurhausen and say, you know, tell me your story. How long did it take you? I know it took him 30 years. How long did it take you to convince the world that HPV causes cervical cancer? And then talk to, you know, Barry Marshall. How long did it take you? And I know it took years and years. And, you know, what was it like to face the skeptics when you said, look, H. pylori causes gastric ulcers and peptic ulcer disease. You don't need to have all these crazy surgeries. You need an antibiotic. Talk to these people and get them as part of the conversation. More patients. Talk to Angelina Jolie. Tell me, Angelina, what would you think if you had a vaccine that would prevent you from getting this breast cancer? What would that mean to you? What would that mean to your children? Joan London, front, you know, cover of People magazine, you know, the poor woman with no hair. She has triple negative breast cancer. This vaccine looks especially potent in preventing and possibly even having a therapeutic benefit for women with triple negative breast cancer. Interview Joan London. Joan London, what do you think about this? Give us your opinion. So the $150,000 goes to, you know, road trip and to proper editing and formulation of the movie and then getting it in the theaters.
So if anyone is listening out there, we need $150,000 for Dr. Kathleen Ruddy to finish the film called The Pink Virus, A Pox on Us. I think it is a spit in the bucket in terms of money needed to potentially bring the cure to millions of people. And I'm going to go on Indiegogo and donate a little bit. I'm not going to do $150,000 today, but I'd like to thank you for coming on the show. Go to breasthealthandhealing.org, support the film. I'm Dr. Larry Kaskel, the Healthy Skeptic on Radio MD, reminding you to never let anyone do your thinking for you. And stay skeptical, my friends, and stay well. Thank you.